On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net, giving you one feature and one song straight from my iPod, highlighting cool stuff to listen to that I went out and found so you don't have to. Welcome back, everybody, to On the Podcast, episode number 11. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about rock in iRock with Acrosticauda, and we're going to check out a tune from Antigone Rising. So hang on, check out this promo, and we'll be right back.
In the summer of 2006, Jack wakes up. The podcast was born. In summer 2007, Seth Harwood brought you Jack Palms 2, This Is Life.
It's a cold world and this is life.
And now, in the spring of 2008, Jack Palms 3 and Jack Wakes Up, the print novel, both arrive to rock your world, not once, but two times. Nathan Kane of the Indie Crime Blog says, Jack Wakes Up is an action movie between two covers. And Scott Sigler, Evil Demon, says, Harwood sucker punches crime fiction. It's not a fair fight. Visit SethHarwood.com now to find the latest and greatest in crime fiction as Jack Palms 3 debuts Sunday, February 24th. And on March 16th, Palm Sunday, Jack Wakes Up hits Amazon.com with a vengeance that you have to be a part of to believe. This is your chance to send another shot across the bow of big publishing by telling them it's what you like that really counts. Listen to Jack Palms Crime now at SethHarwood.com, then buy it on March 16th, Palm Sunday, to help push Jack Wakes Up to the top of the Amazon charts. SethHarwood.com, not just another free podcast, it's a way to tell the world what you really like.
So I woke up this morning, roll out of bed, and log into Twitter, like I always do, and I happen to see a post from my Twitter friend in Turkey, Melissa Maples, with a link that leads back to her website, melissamaples.com. And on there, she's got a blog post with the title, Save Lives, Save Music, Make a Difference. I read it, and basically it's a repost of a blog with some commentary from a blog post from Villa Luna at villaluna.typepad.com. And that original post was called Help Save Our Heavy Metal Friends from an Uncertain Fate in Baghdad. So I read because I'm a stupid US citizen and I know that there's no heavy metal in Iraq, right? Wrong. As it turns out, there's not only heavy metal in Iraq, but it's also homegrown. At least it was. So what I'd like to do now is actually read you the piece from Villa Luna that was posted on that blog, and I actually believe that is a repost from the blog of a band called Acrosticauda, who this post is about. So check it out. Help save our heavy metal friends from an uncertain fate in Baghdad. In November 2007, the Iraqi metal band Acrosticauda was able to get to Turkey through the help of friends who donated money for them to leave Syria. Their visas in Syria were expiring and the government of Syria was threatening to force all Iraqis to return to Iraq. Now they are in Turkey and their money and options are running out. Life in Turkey is very expensive and very difficult for people waiting to find out if they can officially be resettled by the UNHCR in another country. Turkey does not accept refugees from anywhere other than the West. As it stands now, they may have to return to Baghdad simply because they can't afford to stay in Turkey much longer. It's impossible to stress just how dangerous this will be for them. It could very likely be a death sentence, and the time in which we can help them is quickly running out. You can help by making a donation to assist Acrosticauda in surviving while they are stuck waiting in Istanbul. The band has no bank accounts, and PayPal doesn't function in Turkey, so the makers of the documentary about them, Heavy Metal in Baghdad, set up a PayPal account on their behalf. No donation is too small. By giving as little as $10, you can be a part of keeping the heavy metal dreams of four young Iraqi men alive. Born out of a basement rehearsal space in Baghdad, Acrosticauda, Latin for Black Scorpion, is Iraq's only heavy metal band. Inspired by Western bands like Metallica, Slayer, and Slipknot, they began writing and playing metal in 2001. Their dreams of performing live in Iraq soon became the struggle of their lives. Due to increased security precautions throughout Iraq, it became difficult to practice, much less get through a show, without literally risking their lives. As the situation worsened in Baghdad, they began receiving death threats from insurgents and religious fundamentalists accusing them of Satanism. Gee, that doesn't sound familiar, does it? The war has now all but destroyed their dreams of living in peace, growing their hair, banging their heads, and shredding as loud as they want. The members of Akras Sikauda are currently seeking asylum in Istanbul, Turkey. All of their visa applications to foreign countries have been denied. So I finished reading this, and I'm fairly stunned by the fact that, first of all, there's a metal band in the Middle East at all, because the thought never even occurred to me that there could be. And second of all, that MTV isn't running this story every 20 minutes instead of my super fabulous Sweet 16 spend fest. I mean, we invade another country for God's sakes, and made a fine mess of it while we were at it. You would figure that the least we could do besides talking about body counts would be to actually educate ourselves as to the culture we were busy turning on its ear, but I digress a bit, and politically at that. Anyway, I went out and I did a web search for Akras Sikauda and found their MySpace page, because everybody has a MySpace page. If you go there, you can find out a little bit more about the four guys in the band, Firas, Tony, Marwan, and Faisal, and actually hear these guys play. They have three tracks up in the MySpace player there. Unfortunately, none of them are available for download, so I don't have anything to play for you from them, but in addition to the bands that they had mentioned before, I hear a lot of classic Iron Maiden influence in them, as well as a few other bands. And, you know, for a demo, it's actually pretty good, as I've heard and made a lot worse. So in listening to these tracks, it's amazing to me just how universal music really is. I mean, my experience has been with Eastern music styles flowing into the West, but to know that it actually flows the other way is kind of amazing, at least to me. Much less into Iraq, even though I don't know why it should be, because kids are kids everywhere, and the same feelings and emotions that drive Western teens to seek out rock and roll don't suddenly disappear because of some invisible borderline. You may have caught in that blog post a reference to a documentary by the name of Heavy Metal in Baghdad, and you can find out more about that at heavymetalinbaghdad.com, as well as seeing a trailer of the flick and a couple of video segments with the band, as well as a band blog. Actually, the post there seemed to be reprinted along with a few others at Akras Sikauda's MySpace page. You know, and if you take the whole thing out of context, the posts are just astoundingly similar to those of other struggling bands out there. Of course, if you put them in context, you get war, insurgency, and a relatively low chance of survival if Firas, Tony, Marwan, and Faisal have to return to Iraq. But being a musician and a music lover, I just found this whole story fascinating and eye-opening, actually. I think for me, at least, my ideas of Iraq and their culture as a whole have been shaped by a lot of secondhand fear-mongering and could pretty much fit into a Pez dispenser. The fact that Akras Sikauda is even out there makes me wonder how much more is actually going on out there in the world than we're led to believe, and I'm actually fairly overeducated, and I admit, I have no clue. I mean, I can only assume that if we as Americans heard a bit more about things like Akras Sikauda, maybe we could afford a bit more time to things that we don't understand instead of jumping to conclusions and making assumptions that always seem to land us in a mess that we didn't have to be in the first place. As for Akras Sikauda, they're not just a band, they're actually people too, and they do kind of need our help. And as for me, I kind of feel responsible for their situation a little bit, even if I did vote for Gore, which is actually a whole nother interesting issue with regard to heavy metal if you remember the PMRC from the 1980s, but I digress again. Anyway, why don't you head on over to Akras Sikauda's MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/www.akrassikaudas5com. It's a long one, I know. I'll put it in the show notes. And while you're at it, you can also head on over to the Heavy Metal in Baghdad page, which is www.heavymetalinbaghdad.com, and click on the donate links. Drop them the cost of one day's latte at Starbucks and see if we can't somehow help four guys and four musicians and really four Iraqis not have to go back to Iraq until we clean up the mess that we made there. I mean, we here in the States had our go at calling metal devil's music, but I think the penalties for Akras Sikauda would be a little bit worse in Iraq right now. So there you go. Go check them out. We'll be right back.
This is Jared Axelrod, and you are listening to the voice of Free Planet X.
You do realize you're an inventor who sails through time in the company of a vampire and a man with super strength, right?
and a young girl genius and a French pilot who is also a chef. I fail to see what my life has to do with science fiction.
Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live.
Boston.
God, I remember the ads. It's about the meteor, isn't it?
I don't see how.
Wake up! Everything is about the meteor these days.
Amelia, the woman, effective young girl detective, knew that she had to work fast. She pocketed some cheese, her skeleton keys, and her
metal
best
monstrosity looked like anything other than the heavily armed coffin it was. It towered over the edge of the city.
The voice of Free Planet X. Your daily dose of something different. Available at freeplanetx.com.
Welcome back, and I guess this means it's music time. This week, we have the track Don't Look Back by the great band Antigone Rising from New York. And I'd just like to give a big thank you to Antigone Rising, specifically Kristen Henderson, for letting me play this for you this week. Check it out. Hope you dig it.
Talk about leaving for
So that was Don't Look Back by Antigone Rising off of their album From the Ground Up. And you can find out more about Antigone Rising at their webpage, antigonerising.com. You can also find them at MySpace, because like I said before in the episode, everybody's got a MySpace page. And that link is www.myspace.com/AntigoneRising. And don't let this track from the Ground Up fool you. These girls rock. I've seen them play live, and they kick ass. If you do get a chance to see them, go. And now, it's time for some supreme silliness from our friends over at Technorama, Chuck and Craig.
Are we on? Are we live?
Yes.
Yes? Right.
Go.
Hello, and thank you for joining us here at Channel 42 News. I'm Sir Kit Board, reporting live from an undisclosed place somewhere on the web. Today marks the beginning of the first annual Podcaster President political season, which promises to be a heated battle ending in July with the Pod President election. Pod President is the largest seat one can hold in the podosphere. As Pod President, the responsibilities include bringing issues to light, offering solutions, and guiding the podcasting community toward the future for the term of 1 year. As of today, two contenders have thrown their hats into the ring for the top podosphere job. Chuck Tomasi, 3-year veteran of the podcasting community, with several shows to his credit, as well as co-writing the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies, today announced his intention to run in his hometown of Appleton, Wisconsin.
I'm proud to announce my candidacy on the digital party ticket for podcast president. Thank you.
Also running, Craig Stepp, longtime contributor to several podcasts, as well as editor-in-chief for Technorama and podcast veteran. Craig Stepp was visiting the National Museum of Broadcasting today and also announced his intention to run for the office.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming out here in the rain tonight. I'm standing here in front of the National Museum of Broadcasting to tell you one thing, and that's to demonstrate that big media doesn't get it. They do not have a website, nor do they have a broadcast. I am representing the Analog Party in the Pod President election for 2008. You can count on me for podcaster rights. Thank you.
So there you have it. Two experienced podcasters, one job. Who will take the top job of Pod President? Visit podpresident.com to subscribe with a podcasting agent and newsreader in order to keep up with all the political action and the announcement of dates for debates. Thank you for choosing Channel 42 as your source for news. This is Sir Kit Board, signing off.
So that, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of episode number 11 for On the Podcast. My many thanks to Kristen from Antigone Rising for letting us play Don't Look Back for you today. And I'd like to thank my Twitter friend Melissa Maples for her blog post on Across the Cauda. Thank you for turning me on to them, and hopefully this podcast will turn some more people on to them. Before we go, I did want to mention that back in episode 3, I played Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova from the motion picture Once. Guess what? They won an Oscar for it. I've been meaning to mention this for a couple of weeks, and I kept forgetting. So I mentioned it. Congratulations to Glenn and Marketa. Awesome tune. Go back and listen to episode 3, and you can hear it. And as I've mentioned before, March 27th is National Joe Day. And that, other than being a day for me, marks the end of my uploading feeds to Podomatic and us switching over to Podango. So if you like what you're hearing and want to continue to hear it on a subscription basis, just head on over to onthepodcast.net and resubscribe to the feed. That way, you'll keep getting it. Alrighty guys, have a great week. I'll see you later. Bye. You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com. Oh, and call the listener line, 704-900-3560.